Every day, hundreds of people enter into Mercy Hospital on Rogers Avenue in Fort Smith. Some are medical professionals, some are seeking medical assistance, others visiting people ailing or recovering. On some days this month, those entering Mercy might be a bit surprised. Eight different mornings between July 31st and next week, musicians have provided live music for about 90 minutes in the Mercy lobby. It was solo cello the morning we stopped by to talk with Martin Schreiber, Vice President for Mission at Mercy, to talk about the series that has brought musicians from the Fort Smith Symphony, the University of Arkansas Fort Smith, and local bands into the hospital. Martin says the pilot music series at Mercy grew out of an idea and a partnership with the Fort Smith Symphony. A partnership, Martin says, has existed in many forms for years.
You know, Flannery O'Connor had a great line, "Here comes everybody." And everybody walks into the space, and that's based on the mission of Mercy, is being open door to people who need it, no matter if you can pay. And so when you come in, your expectation is a part of healthcare, right? I mean, you're expecting to have someone take care of you right away. And I think, can we prepare ourselves for the healing process by our music that we listen to, by maybe the conversations we have? And that really changes the dynamic as you sit down with a physician and say, here's what are all my things, if you're open, if you're flexible. And that's a great partner then, again, in health.
Just in here is waiting, and that can be a bit of anxiety in itself. I just saw someone get up to our left who is intensely looking at this music.
Mm-hmm. And isn't it fascinating to see how something deep inside of us draws us to something beautiful? And what she's doing is just available. She's not asking you to do anything for her. She is offering a beauty of herself. And that's, I think, what gets people healthy, is connecting into that beauty. And what's fascinating is to watch people gravitate towards music. Something about music draws people to it. And I think that's what also helps in healing, is are we drawn to things that heal us? And music is something that heals us. We've seen that through research and through a number of different opportunities, to just as people are getting ready for surgery, what kind of music now are you listening to before? It draws people. It creates something inside of them.
I suspect if I were to come in tomorrow or the day after when there isn't music here, it's going to be a little bit louder here.
Yes, it will be louder. But one of the things that we're thinking about is, what do we do next? So how can this space become always a place of welcome and of peace as you enter, rather than loud noise? And even with the TVs, we try and be very conscious of what does add to the surrounding to get people in that process of healthcare. And so how we will look at a sound system, and even in our emergency rooms, how those could be placed. Those are very loud environments, and we know that. But even in our hospitals, we have quiet hours at certain times, so that that time can be a place of healing and the quiet. And hopefully that will be an outcome of this generating partnership with the symphony.
There's also something about the unexpected that happens, because you do not expect a cello or a classical music piece to be heard when you walk in. And that, too, is sort of a nice element.
It's so true. We just finished working on an unexpected project here in Fort Smith with all the murals, and one of our murals was in the juvenile detention center. You would have no idea that a health system would go to juvenile detention center. But again, unexpected means that you're ready for a surprise. And don't we know that when we're surprised, we're probably most ourselves? We haven't put up a front or tried to be in some way a performer. And a lot of that is what's going on in healthcare, is, you know, you have people who are coming just as they are, and so to help them surprised is an added bonus of being here. And you've seen people who come not because they're sick for an appointment. People are just starting to come here because they've read about it in the paper. And that, I think, is good, because we want to have communities that are neighbor friendly and that help with healing, rather than you just come for a sick visit.
Did you reach out to John Jetter? Is that how it started here?
So one of the things is, I was aware that Mercy, way before I came to Mercy, was supporting the symphony. And we had lunch with our CEO and had time to talk about, you know, what this meant. And he was open to it. He actually agreed to be on our Sacred Space Committee here, which is chaired by a physician, Dr. Hunton. And so he came to the meetings, and we just slowly talked about, well, what if we thought about healthcare as an environment of healing, with music, with smells, with the way that we welcome people? And he became open to it, and over the course of time we just developed a kind of time frame, and we called it a pilot, and to see if it worked. And just sitting with you here, I think we've done a pretty good job.
You said you've got some other ideas. Can you share any of those ideas? What else?
I think one thing we would like to see is, where are the spaces that need this type of approach? And we know in art, right? I mean, if you have a piece of art, the approach is just as significant as the painting. And as people are coming into this community, are there places where people need to have healing sounds, sacred sounds? And maybe it won't just be here at Mercy. Maybe it'll be by our community gardens. Maybe it'll be in places where the homeless are. We're just opening up the Hope campus here. And we realize that, you know, the people who are on the margins are just as much dignified for beauty. We also have an opportunity. We're building a global health ministry program out of Fort Smith, and we're looking at what are the sounds in other parts of the world that would help with healing. So we'll be interested to see what are the Peruvian melodies, what are these hymns of healing, and that would be a generation then of inclusion and bringing in other places so that we could all work together for a culture of health.
Were there any, and I'm not asking you to mention names, were there any skeptics?
I think there were skeptics maybe in the community, and there might have been skeptics who, in a normal course of work, didn't see this fitting until they heard it. And then we had one coworker say, boy, this makes me want to come to Mercy today. And you realize that part of new building culture means that we experience new things, and we have to be open to that. And so there's an entrepreneurial component, which was the forefront of what Catherine McCauley, founder of the Sisters of Mercy, was about. Be an entrepreneur, risk a little. And even if there are skeptics, if it's the right thing, if it's the movement, it'll catch on.
It's interesting because we often don't think of entrepreneurship as something that's as established as Mercy. We think, well, you're here. What else can you do other than get the latest medical technology?
Well, and think about what we're seeing in terms of how healthcare is going to look. We know that healthcare will not look like it does today. I mean, healthcare and its fracturedness and its way that we might not be making our communities healthcare needs to shift, and it becomes about the community. And so innovation, being an entrepreneur, means we go into the community and find, where are the pockets of light? Where are the people who are already doing healthcare, and then help them, support them? And that's why we're so into these partnerships and community building, because we know the future looks better if our communities are healthier.
Were there any, and I'm not asking you to mention names, were there any skeptics?
I think there were skeptics maybe in the community, and there might have been skeptics who, in a normal course of work, didn't see this fitting until they heard it. And then we had one coworker say, boy, this makes me want to come to Mercy today. And you realize that part of new building culture means that we experience new things, and we have to be open to that. And so there's an entrepreneurial component, which was the forefront of what Catherine McCauley, founder of the Sisters of Mercy, was about. Be an entrepreneur, risk a little. And even if there are skeptics, if it's the right thing, if it's the movement, it'll catch on.
It's interesting because we often don't think of entrepreneurship as something that's as established as Mercy. We think, well, you're here. What else can you do other than get the latest medical technology?
Well, and think about what we're seeing in terms of how healthcare is going to look. We know that healthcare will not look like it does today. I mean, healthcare and its fracturedness and its way that we might not be making our communities healthcare needs to shift, and it becomes about the community. And so innovation, being an entrepreneur, means we go into the community and find, where are the pockets of light? Where are the people who are already doing healthcare, and then help them, support them? And that's why we're so into these partnerships and community building, because we know the future looks better if our communities are healthier.
Now, you could have speakers. I see you have recessed speakers. You could be playing the same very piece recorded, but I'm guessing it wouldn't be the same as having the live human being.
I don't think it would be the same, yet we even have looked, John Jetter and I, at what would be our playlist to keep some of this going. And it would, in some of the spaces, we're looking at the outside space where the coworkers enter and where they exit every day. What if we had music out there? Because we know, in working in this very tough environment, healthcare is a very tough environment from many different ways. People will live, they will die here. And even as you hear the response, sometimes those responses are code blues. We carry a lot with us, and music, would it help as people left this space to have a recharge rather than a discharge? And music could be placed out as you walk to your car to leave work, and it could be placed as you come into work as well.
On the other side of the tunnel, some people still think of Fort Smith as strictly blue collar, strictly manufacturing. Perhaps not my words, but as cultured or whatever as a Crystal Bridges laden Northwest Arkansas. Something like this. Do you think there's a bit of responsibility in setting something up like this to change minds about that?
I do. And wouldn't it be ripe to change in the sense that we have a great beauty in the nature and the landscape of the River Valley, which at times could often be overlooked because everyone's driving up to Crystal Bridges. And there's a trail system that's developing. You're seeing a resurgence in the downtown area. You're seeing this unexpected mural project. And then the medical school. Just today, I was texted by my mom that Fort Smith was in the USA Today, talking about the osteopathic school that's opening. Can you imagine 150 healers being trained in something that would add to not just our city, but our world? That's very significant of a movement that's taking place here.
This one comes out of left field, but do you have a favorite piece?
I do. I actually this morning, I was listening to Yo-Yo Ma's Gabriel's Oboe, and it was very touching because you realize that music brings you home. And when you come home, you're most yourself. And that is a piece that forever will be a welcome home.
Martin Schreiber is Vice President for Mission at Mercy Hospital in Fort Smith. He talked to us recently while we sat in the lobby at the hospital on Rogers Avenue. It was during one of the mornings this summer that Mercy is providing live music in the lobby. This is Ozarks at Large.